Hi, ladies and gents, welcome to this new channel. And I am Stefan, and I'm also very excited to share with you, especially if you're a practice owner, especially if you're a chiropractic clinic owner, the secrets, the tips, the strategies, the things that work really, really well for us. Today is a really, really important topic, and that is how not to have a bad month as a practice owner. If you are a practice owner, you know exactly what I mean by that. Every single month is like reset the clock, and it can be very scary. What I want to teach you by sharing with you is how I actually made and achieved our best month ever last month. And it's historically one of the worst times of the year, and as well as the economy. So if you stick with me until the end, hopefully you understand that being in this space is really important to know things that work regardless of how the economy is doing. Maybe if you haven't watched any of my videos, I will leave a link in the comment section in the description below so you can understand a little bit more about me and why I feel like I'm credible to teach people all that stuff. But that's not the point of the video today. Today we want to talk about the cool stuff. But I still own a very successful chiropractic practice here in the UK. I work with practice owners as well to take their clinic to the next level. A lot of people that we work with don't even know what the next level is or how to get there or what that looks like. Therefore, my consulting comes in quite handy in some cases. And this is the very first edition. So I'm really excited to share with you how I actually run my own $1 million plus chiropractic practice that runs with or without me. That's the caveat in this whole concept that I teach. My company is called Practice Peak. And the ultimate goal that we try to deliver to clients is not necessarily in the short term, because this is just your typical guru speech that I'll get your practice to be completely different kind of business in the next 7 days. No, it takes time. It takes, just like when you get a patient to feel better, it takes time, it takes repetition, and it takes consistent work. But the ultimate goal is, and it should be, freedom. Freedom of choice, freedom of location, freedom of what you do, who you do it with, wherever you want to do it with. Now, there are some house rules. The house rules are this. If you're watching this channel, these are the kind of people that will probably find the videos more valuable than people that are not qualified for this particular criteria. If you have a practice or you're in the process of starting one, you'll definitely find these videos super helpful. If you're someone who wants to learn and who wants to grow, I have a lot to add to that. If you're someone who wants to understand how to structure a business that truly supports your lifestyle, you'll love these videos. If you want to build a good team, if you want to have fun along the way, yes, there is massive, massive value that we can add to that. And finally, if you want to impact hundreds, if not thousands of people in your local community through the power of chiropractic, whether you want to practice yourself or not to be a practicing business owner, yes, I can teach you a lot of stuff. If, however, you don't vibe with me personally, which is, by the way, absolutely fine, then you probably won't find this channel, these videos helpful. If you don't like personal development, some people don't, that's fine. We're not forcing anyone to watch this. We're not forcing anyone to want to be helped. You have to want to find value. If you don't like trying new things and kind of think differently, because chiropractic, in a way, it's a weird profession and it's somewhat outdated, in my opinion, then we're very lucky to be part of a company that we are very forward thinking and we're always pushing the boundaries of what the norm is and it should be. And if you're 100% happy with your current results, then I don't have any value to provide you. So with that said, let's talk about this. The strategy behind my best month during the worst time of the year. Now, at the time of the recording of this video, depending on when you're watching it, but I recorded it in February 2024. One of the best months ever for me was January, but actually that technically is quite a bad month. It's after Christmas, it's 2024, so we're classified here in the UK anyway, officially in a recession. So times are not necessarily on the outside, economically speaking and market-wise, looking amazing, but we managed to achieve 114,000 in January alone. You don't have to believe me, by the way. Again, I'm not here to convince people. I'm just here to teach things that work for us and in the process inspire you to maybe work with us or maybe find value in the stuff that we teach. But yeah, if you don't believe me, I'll show you the proof. I'll show you the numbers in a minute. And I'm really excited to share that with you guys. And by the way, just to put some context to what I do and why I do it, these videos are not for, people to feel like I'm doing really, really well, and they're not. That's really not the reason for this. The reason is to inspire, to show you what's possible, and to show you the exact steps and process along the way, if that's something that that you're looking to achieve yourself. Now, if I was to look at how we did this, knowing that it's January, knowing that it's the first month of the year after Christmas, people aren't spending money, unless you're a gym owner, you could be in trouble because gyms tend to thrive in that time of the year. There's an amazing book called Only the Paranoid Survive. And where I'm going with this is, of course, as a business owner, I get scared of, I don't know, my business collapsing, all clients 1 month just leaving, of how am I going to generate all these new patients? These are just the voices in our head that are very, very real, and they're very true to those people who own a business. If you don't, because I was a chiropractor before having a business, then opening the clinic 6-7 years ago now, this is normal. Doubt, being nervous, scared, anxious, trying to deliver, trying to push the boundaries all the time. But that's what hard feels like. I want you to feel discouraged. This is very normal. But I also want you to be inspired, because this is how we achieve these results, by strategic planning. I knew the economy was going to be bad. The economy might be even worse in 2024 than it was in 2023. I knew that we have a big team and it requires a lot of management and organizational charts and systems in place and strategies and procedures. So we plan strategically for those things. I've made mistakes in the past where when the business is going really well, you take your foot off the pedal because you think things are going really well. I learned the hard way that that's the exact time when you need to go harder, when you need to push double, triple the amount that you normally do. Only the paranoid survive. So yes, it's okay to feel like it's scary times. Yes, it's okay to be worried about your business, your staff, and all this stuff. That's what business is. It's how we deal with those voices in here, in our head, that is more important, and it's what makes the difference long term. So these are my results. This is literally screenshotted from our software. Today, for the month of January, you can see on the top left here, from the 1st of Jan to the 31st of Jan 2024. And we managed to generate 2,055 number of appointments in my clinic alone. Some of those were adjustments, some of those were massage, rehab, progress reviews, so on and so forth. You can calculate the turnover of the place just for that 1 month in January, during an economic crisis, during a recession. So you know what? The clinics are doing really well. The businesses that are set up properly are bulletproof. And those businesses actually tend to thrive during bad times compared to those, unfortunately, practices that are finding it difficult to even survive. And that's the whole point of consulting, is to help those kind of clinics during the bad times to be prepared with the right strategies so that they can enjoy business. Because actually, chiropractic is an amazing profession. It's very sad when you hear friends and colleagues that are struggling, that are having to shut the practices and all that stuff. So hopefully by you watching this channel, following the work we do, it's going to be giving you some inspiration not to do that. But yeah, over 2,000 appointments in that month. If you look at number of new patients, and I don't always like to talk about number of new patients because that's probably 1/3 of the formula, how to run a successful business. It's not the biggest, and everyone thinks you need more new patients. You think more new patients. It's not necessarily always true, but look at this in January. So again, if you don't believe me, the numbers are there. 1st of Jan 2024 to 31st, during a terrible market where people don't want to spend money, where everyone's mortgages are going up and up and up, we managed to see 103 new patients. And what I want you to pay attention to is not the number of new patients only, but the number of referral sources, of walk-ins, of Google, of app referrals, of booking for different widgets, social media, leaflet distribution, and so on and so forth. It's over 23 different sources how we generate patients. What that means is that if one channel of acquisition doesn't work that particular month for whatever reason, you've not put all your eggs in one basket. I don't believe in clinics that only operate on referrals. I don't believe in clinics that only operate on Google. I don't believe in clinics that only rely on social media to keep those new patients coming. So I live and breathe this stuff. I've been doing it for 7 years now. I've been a chiropractor for over a decade. I'm part of a massive organization that we've replicated 5 times now, having successful clinics. And we got it. We understood it. And because it works, we can just keep opening practices. And that's kind of, you know, the secret sauce. But a lot of you guys have probably been misled or probably read something online or watched some video on YouTube from a guru who promised you the world. And actually, in reality, you've got to bulletproof your business. Just like you diversify your financial portfolio, you don't want to have all your money in one stock. Why would you rely on one source of new patients? It makes no sense. So yeah, I didn't want to kind of show off, but this is for people that may not believe me that actually it's possible during a financial crisis to have 100 new patients and above 2,000 visits in the month of January. What strategic planning looks like? My method is quite simple, and I break it down to, by the way, each one of those numbers, these categories, I have like courses and videos on that, or just for hours and hours. So I'm not saying it's easy to achieve those three major categories and really master them, but it's simple. And many people complicate it. And many people do so much stuff that is completely irrelevant to driving revenue, to driving traffic to the business, to acquiring clients, to really have cash flow, because that's the number one killer of small businesses, especially here in the UK, is lack of cash flow. And you might be the most passionate chiropractor in the world. You might be the most amazing, gifted, talented person to get people better, but cash flow kills businesses. Therefore, it's almost irrelevant how good you are. And that's the trouble. That's where I find coaching is really helpful. The most amazing chiropractors are usually not great in business. And you may have heard that before. So, like I said, I break down this strategic planning into three categories. Category number one is new patient acquisition channels, aka where do my new patients come from? And you just saw the list of 20 plus different channels. The second part is conversion mastery, also known as how do you as a chiropractor communicate the services that you provide with your patients? And we try to do it in our clinics in the most authentic, transparent, and just straightforward way without any like sales tactics and techniques. And no, just to the point, patients understand this. They know we want to help. They know we can help. If we cannot help, we also tell them. And thirdly, really difficult to do, but we're quite lucky. I have a team of 15 people in a multidisciplinary clinic. And I just love those guys. And that's why I believe that my intentions are always the best for them. Because for me, business is about this, what I call the win-win-win triangle. It has to be a win for us. The business has to be a win for the team, the person that works with us. And most importantly, a win for the patient or the client that we provide the service to. So number three is building that A-player team culture. I used to hire B players, and I used to find that we just don't vibe. We're not on the same page. And that basically is, how do I make sure that my team is amazing and delivering the service we provide to our patients that love us and they stay with us and they want to do that for a long, long time. Now, what does this mean? Having all these patients, all these new patient acquisition channels. These are 103 people that are not leads. These are people that paid before they show up to their appointment and they're booked in our diary. And there's a million and one ways we do that. So the more I create this channel and give value, and this episode is kind of just to do an introduction of just 1 month breakdown, but you guys need to understand ins and outs of your business. And a lot of coaches out there teach you how to get leads and follow up with your leads and have a sales team and da-da-da. These people, none of these are from lead gen. No, none of them, which yes, you might not believe me, but that's fine. Like I said, I'm not trying to convince anyone. So what that means is 103 people booked in our diary, they paid for the consultation. The money sits on there until they show up. And guess what? We have 100% show up rate because everyone shows up, because that's how we set up the business structure. That also means that you get high quality, fully qualified clients, not these like cold audience, then warm audience, then hot audience, then oh, they become a client. It means less stress for the business. It means higher revenue. It means happier team members, because not the chiropractors are not there like on their phone, like 1 p.m. checking Facebook notifications and all that stuff. No, they're like doing what they're passionate about doing. And most importantly, peace of mind for you, the business owner. I have made, by the way, I sound quite passionate when I make these videos, and I'm not better than you. I don't know more than you guys. I've just made more mistakes. And luckily with our organization, we have so many points of failure, but also speed of execution, that means we can make lots and lots and lots and lots of mistakes, draw a lot of data quickly, and create lots and lots and lots and lots of lessons that we've learned and changed and adapted, so these mistakes and not to be done again. And that's just the only difference. So peace of mind is something that is very healthy. In summary, based on what we've said so far, when times are tough and you know times are tough, you've got to plan accordingly. When you know that times are easy and things are going well, things are going smoothly, you've got to plan. When you know that you've planned as much as you can, then stop worrying. Just do stuff. Take action. That's the only thing that is going to change, improve, and grow your business, if that's what you're after. So you've got to do. You've got to make stuff happen. Now, I do have quite a lot of, I am getting quite a bit of sort of consultancy queries because people are realizing that the stronger businesses survive during these bad times, and the businesses that are not set up for thriving mode during tough times, I unfortunately struggle a lot. So I do have, I call it the playbook, but it's just a coaching program that I'm starting to consult friends and paying clients on. And we have different phases. We do a business audit. I do what's called cash injection. So I evaluate where do we need to start getting cash flow quickly, the growth accelerator. So that's when you increase cash flow of your practice by implementing automation. So set up the systems, the processes, the procedures. You know, there's a saying in business that people come, people go, but systems are here to stay. So if I was taken from here and I was put on a remote island somewhere for 3 months, one of my first ever mentors told me this. They said, would your business survive? And if it will, what would it look like? If you don't have a phone, if you don't have Wi-Fi, if you don't have any way to communicate with your business, what would that practice look like if I was just gone for 3 months and I come back? That's the true formula of a bulletproof business. And then finally, that's something that takes a long time. That's the operation excellence. That allows you to step away from the business, which is what I've done now. I don't necessarily adjust patients anymore. And the business runs just as well, if not better. So guys, I have lots of results and strategies. If you want to watch any of this, exactly how we implement these, you can go and watch my video, more training. I'll probably put it in the description below this video. There's lots and lots of stuff we show people. And campaigns we run, and this is always a question I was asking myself when I was struggling as a business owner, is how much is it costing me not knowing what I don't know? Alex Hormozi says this, doesn't he? He says, if you don't know how to make 100K a month, it's costing you 100K a month not knowing, which sounds so basic, so like straightforward. But when you get that mentality, that mindset shift, everything changes. So I do offer a free discovery call. And it's a gentle call to action. I'm not here to just obviously have fun. I'm here to help people. I'm here to offer my services. I'm here to provide value. And those of you who watched up until this point and you think, okay, I want to find out more about this, jump on a call. Let's see if I can help you. Chances are we might not be a good match. I only have limited time and I still run my business. So the beautiful thing about working with us is I still have skin in the game. So I teach people exactly what I'm preaching and practicing every single day. I run a big team. I help small clinics as well. But yeah, if you want to jump on the call, there's no sort of pushiness. There's no sales tactics. It's just a conversation with one professional and the next to see if it's something that we can add value to. And based on what I said earlier, you kind of know who are the people that I can help with and who are the people I cannot help with. If you want to find out more information, you can always click on the link below. Hope this was valuable, guys. I really want to say thank you. I look forward to building this channel and really starting to change the profession and how some struggling chiropractic clinics operate and just really help them to thrive. It makes me very excited because I know that doing it for myself in my own business works 100% of the time. So obviously, I don't charge for this channel. It's just a free content that I will try to make every single week. If you find it valuable, it would mean the world to me. If you want to click that subscribe button, share it with someone. You might be a chiropractor not having a clinic, but you might know someone who is starting a clinic, who does have challenges and want to improve. I'll be more than happy to help if I can. If I cannot help, I'll make sure I give people some value still so they've not lost anything, I've not lost anything, and we still stay friends. Thank you, guys. Hope you found this helpful. If you have any questions, please comment below. I still read all my comments. I have fairly large social media following on other channels, but YouTube, I'm still going to run that myself 100% of the time. Thank you. Until next time.